Hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means our dear friend, the one and only, Miss Delana Dixon. Miss D is joining us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am. We're in November already. I can't believe it.
November. I pulled out my sweaters and my gloves and my scarves and my hats. I sort of like it. It reminds me of being back in London when it's always a bit rainy and gloomy and grey. So I know. But it's almost Christmas, everybody, so we can hold on for that. Hey, we've got a ton of gossip to get you through the day.
Yes.
What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. This is a really quite shocking event. So Jennifer Gardner joins her ex Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez to go trick-or-treating with their kids together in Malibu. So we spotted Jennifer Gardner turning up with her ex-husband Ben. He was with J-Lo. They were out trick-or-treating with the kids. Sources tell People magazine, quote, "Everybody gets along and the focus is always on the kids. Jennifer, Ben and J-Lo all want the kids to have an amazing Halloween. The kids are now all friends. They've got to know each other and they wanted to go trick-or-treating together. It makes sense that they did this as one big group." The source adds, quote, "Ben is working today again and he wanted to enjoy a weekend with his family, which is now a modern blended family." So just to remind everybody, Ben and Jennifer Gardner share three children, Violet, Serafina and Samuel. They were wed in 2005 and announced their split 10 years later in 2015, although their divorce wasn't actually finalised until 2018. What do you think about this big group, Miss D?
Well, Ben is very, very lucky because the Jennifers in his life are very caring and are all about co-parenting. So we know that during Jen and Ben's separation divorce, she has always allowed him to have access to their children. He lived in their like pool house for a while they were separating so he could be close to his kids. And if you're dating Jennifer Lopez, kids are a priority. We know that she's always involved her children in all her past relationships. So this is nothing new. And I'm just so incredibly happy that all three of them realize how important it is to co-parent, how important it is for the children to have access to all aspects of their family. So
yeah.
I think it's just a great thing.
I do too. I asked my sources what was really going on here because Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Gardner could not be more different as people. However, they do share one thing in common, and that's the love of their children. They are excellent, excellent mommies, and they can put everything else to one side. Will we see Jennifer Lopez dancing with J-Lo in a green Versace dress, the two of them going shopping together? Probably not. Will they be going out and painting the town red? Probably not. Will Jennifer Gardner be sitting down with J-Lo and reading books she likes to cook to? Probably not, but they've managed to work all this out. My insiders tell me we shouldn't actually be surprised, and they've spoken many, many times before, and this is not the first time they've ever met up. That's why it looks so natural when they're all together. This is not the first time. It's just in the past, we've not seen it. It's been done privately, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Jennifer Gardner joins her ex Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and their kids in Malibu to trick or treat. Could you hang out with your ex's wife? With your ex's ex-wife? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Gossip or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D, what are you working on there?
Well, I think this news is going to make so many of the naughty so happy. So there is a new housewife franchise. Yes. So executive producer and reunion host Andy Cohen went on the Today Show and he revealed there's a new addition to the fan favorite franchise. And guess what? The show is going global, people. Yes, get your passports out for the 11th city. We are going to the Billionaire's Playground, the City of Gold, the Desert Oasis, the Real Housewives of Dubai.
Drum roll, I like how you stretched it out. Dubai, Miss D.
I know. So obviously we've been coast to coast. We've been to LA. We've been to Atlanta. Of course, New York. But this is the first time that the show is going global. Oh. And this is the United Arab Emirates city. It's known for opulence. It's known for wealth. Going to this extravagant tourist destination full of oil and lots of money. But this is what I find really interesting, that Andy Cohen added that the show is off limits to his two-year-old son, Benjamin, which I find strange. I mean, these ladies like to wear sparkly and shiny things, and that's what two-year-olds like.
They also so, throw tables what do you think, and Rob? Pull hair, and I think two-year-olds, some of them might like that too, so that might be a good idea. I like this idea. I think what we've learned from this season of All the Housewives is we want to escape, so the New York one is not doing very well. Their ratings are an all-time low. Beverly Hills is at an all-time high, and I think it's because of all the glamour and the diamonds and the cars and the houses in Beverly Hills. So I think this is a very good idea. Lindsay Lohan will not be part of the franchise. They hit the phones. So Lindsay is now based in Dubai, although I believe she arrived back in New York yesterday to start filming her new Netflix series. So best of luck there, Lindsay. But Lindsay will not be part of this. It's not going to be star-driven. It's going to be five or six unknown ladies that live in Dubai, and we're going to follow their journey. I'm excited about it, although, oh gosh, don't be angry with me, naughties. I think I'm a little over the whole franchise. Mm. There was a minute when I was obsessed with it. I literally would change my evening plans to watch these ladies. Now I catch it every so often. Like, I don't have to watch every single episode, Misty, to feel like I'm in the loop. What about you? Are you still obsessed with it, or is a little bit past its peak?
I have been obsessed with knowing the ladies personally, but not so obsessed with watching them on TV. But I would say that this might be interesting because we're going global. We're going to see a different culture. So I might actually tune in to see this. Ooh. Just to see, because we know that it's a different type of country. And if we watch the Sex and the City movie, I believe they went to they went to Dubai, and women are more covered up. There's more modesty dressing. So it may be more interesting to see what they wear.
Ooh,
just start there.
Oh, indeed. What are you doing on Friday? Are you back in the city? I'm having dinner at Aviva Drescher's house, who was one of the Housewives of New York. If you want to be my date, Miss D, let me know Friday if you are back.
Gina. I would love that.
Moving along, Kim Kardashian could not see at the Met Gala. So remember when Kim turned up at the Met, dressed from head to toe in a black fabric? It was over her face, over her hands, over her bottom, over everywhere. There was no skin showing at all, just black fabric. Well, now Kris Jenner is revealing that the head-to-toe Balenciaga look wasn't exactly practical. In fact, Kris revealed that her boyfriend Corey Gamble was there to help Kim around because she could not see her. Kris Jenner told Ellen the following quote: "The whole evening at the Met Ball, Kim could not see and she couldn't breathe. So my boyfriend Corey was walking her around. They were walking around together and he was leading her. He's like a guide dog, I guess. And he was helping her up and down the stairs all over the Met. Things got a little tricky though when Kim was asked to dance. So halfway through the Met Ball, somebody asked Kim to go up on the stage and dance or Vogue or do something. And she did get on the stage, but she had no idea what she was doing. Kris said it was funny. However, the viral video that was all over the place was when Kim bumped into Kendall, her sister, at the ball. She couldn't see her, so she didn't recognize her own sister. Now we know why. Fashion, Miss D. I mean, I know you always look great, Miss D. You got to be able to see, haven't you?
That's usually a good place to start, but we have to thank Kim because she gave people around the globe the best Halloween costume of the year. You just put a black stocking over your head and you were good to go. Did you dress up for Halloween,
Rob? It's not my holiday. It's not my holiday. I went out on Saturday night, the night before. We saw Randy Rainbow, who does all those funny videos online. So we saw him at the Beekman Theatre. And then I actually stayed in on Sunday night. We did go out to get a pizza and we sat outside and we watched all the children in the neighbourhood running past because it was an early dinner, like 5 or 6 o'clock. I was in bed by about 9 or 10, and that's when New York, particularly on Halloween, gets a little bit crazy. Although in my neighborhood in Chelsea, I don't think you need a holiday as an excuse to dress up. The boys where I live go out dressed up every Friday and Saturday night, so I did it. What about you, Misty? What did you dress up as?
Well, I had three costumes. I did decades. So I dressed up from the 1920s, a disco diva from the 1970s. And we saw some of the naughties who got
fantastic.
To see my...
Fantastic.
Yes. And then on Saturday night, I dressed up as an 80s power suit business woman.
I love it.
It was a lot of fun.
I love it. What's going on with Hailey Baldwin?
Well, Hailey Baldwin has made a decision to stick by Justin Bieber no matter what the outcome. So these two lovebirds have been married for 3 years, but they got candid about the challenges they've overcome in their marriage on a new episode of Good Faith with Chelsea and Judah Smith. That's a podcast you can listen to. So Hailey said, "We've always talked about wanting to be married and be young and have a young family and have kids young." Now their relationship remains strong, but Justin admitted it hasn't always been easy, especially because he was still working through the mental health struggles around the time of their wedding. So he said, "I realized there was some serious healing I needed to go through in order to be at a place where I could be in a healthy, serious relationship because I've had a lot of trauma and scars." He actually canceled one of his concerts, the Purpose World Tour. And I have to say, these kids are only 27, Justin, Hailey 24, but her parents, Stephen and Kenya Baldwin, have been married for 31 years. So she is a stand-by-your-man kind of girl. She learned that from her mama.
I like it. They are young, and nobody thought these two would last, including myself, I have to admit. I think it's just fantastic, and I love that they're so open about their marriage and their struggles. It's really important, isn't it, that you have to heal. Justin talked about healing. Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson today put up a picture celebrating her 4 years of sobriety, and the picture's from 4 years ago, and she's unrecognizable. She looks much heavier, and she's crying, and she talks about drinking and prescription pills every day, and she said she learned that she had to feel the pain. It was so interesting. She said that for many years, she tried to dull the pain by self-medicating with booze and pills. Now she's learned you have to confront the pain. You can't hide. You can't run from it. You've got to confront it, and that's when you heal. When I think about trauma and pain in my life, I spent a long time trying to run away from it. You can't. It's going to be there until you deal with it. And Justin and Jessica Simpson have both done that. Quickly, before we go to break, Helena Hutchins' last words have been revealed on the set of Rust. They were revealed in a warrant that the LA Times got their hands on. The last words that she said was, "No, that was not good. That was not good at all." The 42-year-old director of photography was pronounced dead just hours later. Just heartbreaking. This story continues to just break our hearts. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Misty. Hey, Misty, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da.
Dun-dun-dun.
Thank you, darling. So Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were spotted holding hands together on a night out with Courtney and Travis. Are they a new couple or is this a PR stunt? Let's have a look. Ooh, 83% said it is a PR stunt. Kim's here in New York today. I wonder if she'll meet up with Pete. What do you think about these two, Misty?
Oh, well, okay, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I don't think Pete Davidson has enough melanin to date Kim Kardashian. I mean, they did SNL together, so they created a friendly bond. I mean, we hold hands when we go out on occasion, so you can hold hands with a guy and not be sleeping with him. If she decides she wants to take a little ride, I don't fault her.
I think that Pete wants to be with Kim, but my sources tell me Kim does not want to be anything else but friends with Pete. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Our nicest of the day is Ed Sheeran, because he thought he was, and I quote, "gay for a bit." Let me explain. So he opened up about his younger years during an appearance on the Man podcast. Sounds so manly. Admitting that he previously thought he was gay. Now, the reason why he thought this is because of his interests. He says, "I'm not a hugely masculine person. I have a very definite feminine side, to the point where when I was a kid, I thought I was gay for a bit," because he liked musical theater and pop music and Britney Spears. basically all the things that I love. And he says, my masculine side probably stops at drinking beer and football.
Wow.
Which, you know, definitely means he's a dude.
Right.
He likes football. So he went to speak about his wife, Cherry Seaborn, who he describes as super pro woman and feminine influence in his life.
Oh.
So I think that's cute.
I think this is so cute.
But I think you can like musical theater no matter what your sexual preference
is. Yeah, I do understand, though, particularly when we're children, the boxes of male and female are so clearly defined, and blue and pink and boys' toys and girls' toys, particularly in Britain, maybe not as much here in America, but when I was growing up in Britain, it was really, really defined, and I liked the dolls, and I liked musical theatre, and I liked skipping, and I liked dancing, and yes, I turned out that I was gay, but that wasn't the case with Ed. I do understand this, like, there's a lot of friends we have, Mr. E, who you would think would be gay, and they're actually not, that they're straight, but they really are in touch with their feminine side. It just shows you, you can never actually tell. Ed, you are our nicest of the day.
Aww.
And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik have split up. So the former One Direction star is being accused of grabbing Gigi's mommy and shoving her into a dresser, causing mental anguish and physical pain, according to a police report. He adamantly denies anything physical happened between him and Yolanda, who's the mommy of Gigi, but he was charged with four criminal offences of harassment. According to the police report, he said the following, quote, Yolanda is a effing Dutch S-L-U-T, and he told her to stay away from my effing daughter. Gigi was out of town when the fight happened at their house, but it appears that she was on the phone with both of them at some point. He has pled no contest and was fined, and he's now on probation for a year. He must complete an anger management class and a domestic violence program. Shortly after the news broke about the incident, there were reports that the two of them have ended their relationship. They have been on and off for 6 or 7 years. My sources are saying it is over to a naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
I get one.
Absolutely, Miss D. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer. Hey, the book came out now about 3-4 weeks ago and was still charting. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought at first everybody would rush to buy the book, and that certainly happened. But now it appears people that were a little slower, I get it, we're all busy. It takes a while to make up your mind. It certainly takes a while to put your credit card into Amazon.com, so I totally understand it, but people are still buying it, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Kindness is essential to finding success and happiness. We talk about this in the four-word answer. Kindness is essential to finding success and happiness, but maybe even more surprising, it's one of the four words, kindness, that describes every single person who has found both success and happiness. You have to be kind in life to be successful. You have to be kind in life to be happy. I'm going to prove this to you in my book, The Four-Word Answer. Miss D, kindness is very important to you.
Yeah, it's so interesting. For a long time, I thought that my kinder side held me back in my career. But now, 10 years later, I can reconnect with people and they remember how kind I was. And I get opportunities. I get jobs. I get to do things I never thought I would because I was a good person back then. But the most important thing, and your book says this time and time again, you have to start by being kind to yourself for it to radiate out to others.
That's
so
the trick.
Never forget
that. That's the key. Be kind to yourself. I'm going to teach you how to do it in the four-word answer. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!